Thank you for calling, Amore. This is Leticia. How may I assist you?
Yes, Leticia. My name is Ignacio Relas, and I got an account with Amore.
Okay. Do you have your customer ID number or contract number?
Yeah, I got the ID number. It's 383116.
All right. And what's your first and last name?
Ignacio Relas.
All right. I just need to get you verified. Could you verify for me the email address and the address on profile?
Yes. It is ignaciogomez1@gmail.com. And the address?
Yes, sir.
It's 1711 East Cook Row, Columbus, Ohio. 43224.
All right, thank you. And how may I assist you on today?
Yes, I just want to see if we can, is any possible way to skip one payment because I'm trying to cover other things. I have a few other things that was not expecting, and I need to cover and see if we can skip 1 month. I know I got to pay the fees for the month I'm going to skip. And it's the reason out with my call, you know, so if it be possible, they can help me.
Okay. Let's see. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and are you trying to push this payment back for 10 days?
I'll be doing for 10 days, but if you can do it for a month, I know if you pay in the 10 days, there's not going to be charges, but I'm going to try to see if I can do it in the 10 days, but I want to be in the safe side and get it all the way to the next month, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have other things that, and it's going to be overdraw, and it's putting me in my account and a bad spot, you know, and I don't even going to cover, so the bank going to charge me and all the other costs. So I've been making phone calls if we can skip one so I can get time to recover.
Okay. Do you know, like, what specific day for next month?
Yeah, if it can be done for the first or the next month, you know, I know if every month is pay extra fees, you know, because I did it before and they charge me, I don't know, $150 to $200, something like that. I don't know what it was, but it was going to be included there. But they told me if you pay, be able to do it by the 10, let me do it, and it's not going to be charges. But like I said, I want to be in the safe side because I don't know exactly how it's going to be. You know, I want to make sure I'll be able to cover.
Okay. So if we push the payment out to April the 1st, there will be two payments due at the same time. So it'll be that payment for March and then the payment for April. Those will be due at the same time.
Yes. I want to make sure unless I can do one like the first and the other one that by the 10, kind of give me another week for the other one. You know,
okay.
you see what I'm saying? Hopefully, so both of them have to come in the same thing, like one to the first, and the one it was supposed to be to the first, maybe push to the by the 10. So it give me another week and a half, so I can. Yeah, it just sometimes I get a lot of repairs, kind of fix things, and I have to pay all the repairs and everything, you know. But sometimes it goes smooth. It's just the truck driver's life, you know. Sometimes they're making it, sometimes they just barely.
Yeah, I understand.
But I mean, we do what we can, you know.
Yeah.
We do what we can as best we can.
Let's see. All right, give me 1 second. Let me get you over to your payment specialist, and she'll be able to assist with that for you, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.